This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is choral conductor Owen Park. He talked about Gesualdo Six's recording Lux Aeterna, which, incidentally, we offered as a thank you gift during our spring membership drive. Owen, tell our listeners about Gesualdo Six, when it was founded, its repertoire. Is it a sextet of equals, or do you direct both the music and its activities?
When we started the Gesualdo Six back in 2014, I was conducting six singers in front of me, and that was because we sang music by the Italian composer Carlo Gesualdo. He wrote a set of tenebrae responsories, and we performed the Maundy Thursday set, incredibly vivid chromatic music. A lot of the choirs that we worked with had conductors. But the unusual thing was singing one to a part. That sort of consort singing in Cambridge, where the group was founded, was certainly less common than big choirs of maybe 20 to 30 people. So to have the flexibility of the vocal sounds, but also to have the creative vision of one person ultimately making the decisions and distilling the ideas of the singers, proved to be very fruitful. In recent years, we found that I do a little bit more singing, and we share the responsibilities out between the members of the group. Recently, we did have a singer who was raised in the US come over and join us for a couple of years around the pandemic. He since went back to be with his family near New York, and so we've been operating as simply six people, largely unconducted. And that gives a very different flavor to rehearsals, of course, because you have people who have very strong opinions about a certain piece that they might have sung somewhere else before, or people who are very driven by, let's say, some contemporary works, so want to influence the decisions that we make on those. But ultimately, it's nice, I think, for everyone to know that I will be there to make a final call on things so that they can relax and not have to press home their ideas too strongly. It creates a nice working environment, whereas I know that if everyone has an equal say, sometimes it's very hard to make decisions. And that's not just true in music, is it? It's true in all sorts of walks of life. So we see ourselves a little bit like a sports team, if you like, with all of the individual players giving their best, but actually there's a coach there looking at the overall strategy and then how we interact with each other, but also how we interact with our audiences.
Your recording Lux Aeterna offers a fine sampling of English anthems and motets centered around the theme of grief and how it affects each of our lives. Tell us your thinking behind the older selections.
Well, it's true that we've been influenced by artists that have gone before us. We're so lucky now to live in a world where they made fantastic recordings and we have the benefit of being able to listen to them and learn from them. And also for those members that still work or still coach, we can learn from them in that way as well. So to pick one example, the Morales Pace Mihi Domine is a very famous piece sung by the Hilliard Ensemble. And they collaborated with a saxophonist called Jan Garbrett. And that piece has been in our conscience as singers for many, many years. And so it was a great privilege, really, to record that work and to set it alongside other works from the Renaissance. I tried to bring various themes on grief and mourning together that weren't all too sad and despondent. Because, of course, while it's very personal and it affects everyone differently, there is also a hope, I think, in coming to terms with the fact that people have passed on, but they left a legacy and they left all of the good things that they did in their lives. And so the Morales piece asks a series of questions. Then works by Bird and Talis kind of take that a little bit further and give us more of an insight into the themes and certainly paint a rather vivid picture of grief and of responses to grief. But then coming out the other side, Thou Knowest, Lord, the Secrets of Our Hearts by Purcell is a very tender work and one that is incredibly poignant and sung by singers all around the world who work in this choral tradition. That is a very wonderful personal text, I think, as well, because while Purcell was setting it around sort of funeral for a monarch, to each of us, I think we can relate to that text, that we're maybe not alone in this life. We can enjoy each other's company and celebrate the good things that come from our lives together.
Oh, and you also include some contemporary compositions. Can you tell our listeners about the men and women behind these works?
Singing modern pieces, works by composers that are largely still alive, is incredibly exciting because, of course, while it's a tradition that's been around for many hundreds of years, if we don't continue to create and cultivate new works, then it will die out. We make a conscious effort to ask composers to write for us and also to rearrange works that composers have written for our forces and then to make those available to other people who want to perform them. It's incredibly exciting on this disc to be premiering a piece by Joanna Marsh, who's a composer who has worked in England but lives in Dubai most of the time. She set a text which is very powerful, I think. It looks at another of life's great events, which is the marriage ceremony, and celebrates that union until death do us part. And I think that that gives us a slightly different look on the whole perspective of the album. And then we sing other works by composers like Donna McKevitt. This is a hypnotic setting of the Nunc Dimittis, which she wrote for us. And then a piece that wasn't written for the group, but one that which we love performing, and I think sums everything up beautifully, which is called A Good Night by Richard Rodney Bennett. And it sets a text by Francis Quarles and finishes, "Close now thine eyes and rest secure." And I think, to me, that sums up the whole album, the fact that we're closing our eyes and sleeping, if you like, but we've come full circle and we feel satisfied with what we've been able to do.
Oh, and it's a wonderful album, and we've enjoyed airing several tracks from it here on the Classical Station. And thank you for sharing the information about it.
That's a pleasure, Rob. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
Our guest on Preview has been choral conductor Owen Park. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.